Chapter 40. Simonetti tried to get Jesse to go to the hospital to have a doctor check him out. Jesse thanked Tommy but refused to go. Being police chief had its privileges. The mayor was the only one who could give him direct orders, but she was out of town, and the deputy mayor would have all he could handle for the time being. "Suit," Jesse said, pulling him aside. "Give me the keys to your cruiser. You're in charge of the scene until the ME and the state forensics team show up. Don't mention peepers or the shot-out tire. Tell the deputy mayor that you spotted a car driving recklessly, that when you followed, he ran. You called it in. I heard the call and joined the pursuit. When I joined the pursuit, the driver fired on me. The rest is straightforward. No need to fudge or sugarcoat. He just needs a reasonable story to tell the media. I'll handle it from there. But when he asks where you are, what... Tell him I'm dealing with the Stadies, that a complicated investigation like this one is way above our pay grades." Jesse took Suit's keys and turned to go. "Jesse," Suit called after him. He turned back. "Uh-huh. What do you think? Is it him?" "I don't know, Suit. I just don't know." He didn't get 10 feet before someone else was calling after him.
"Where the fuck are you going, Chief?"
It was Robbie Wilson, displaying his natural lack of charm. Jesse had learned not to react to the Napoleonic Wilson, nor did he answer the fire chief's question.
"What's your assessment of the situation, Robbie?" Jesse asked.
Wilson hated to be called Robbie.
"We've poured tons of foam on the fire, and we think we got it under control. But that was a hell of an explosion, and there's a gas tank buried down there full to the brim. They got a delivery last night. It'll be hours until we know anything for sure. I've been after the town for years to make these company-owned pumps meet gas station fire standards, but no, goddamn politicians. We're lucky we only have one fatality because..."
"Okay, Robbie," Jesse said. "Next time you bring it up, I'll back you." Wilson smiled at that. Like Suit, Wilson yearned for Jesse's approval.
"Good. One thing I can tell you about this mess..."
"What's that, Chief?" Jesse asked.
"That there's not much left of that car or the guy driving it. Between the explosion and the intensity of the fire, the explosion alone probably blew a ton of debris into Sawtooth Creek."
Jesse shook Wilson's hand and thanked him. "When you know more, I would appreciate a call." Wilson could be unpleasant, but he was good at his job. And Jesse was anxious to hear anything about the explosion and fire Wilson might discover. As soon as the fire chief was gone, Jesse headed for Suit's cruiser. He popped the trunk, put on a pair of blue latex gloves, and fished out an evidence bag. He walked back to where the first fire truck on the scene had parked near the back bumper of his Explorer. Jesse got down on his hands and knees sore and scraped from being dragged along the pavement. There it was. The gun he had kicked as he ran. He reached as far as his arm would stretch, gently picked the weapon up by the tip of its barrel, and dropped it into the evidence bag. He placed the bag beside him on the cruiser's front seat and backed the vehicle slowly out of Trench Alley. When he was far enough away from the excitement of the crime scene, he pulled over and reached for the bag. He inspected the weapon through the clear plastic. It was a Smith & Wesson 22 automatic with a long barrel. He didn't recognize this model per se, but it had the look and feel of a target pistol. Just the type of weapon a professional like Peepers would carry, to shoot out tires or to extinguish the lives of people and their dogs who had the misfortune of getting in his way. Using a pen Suit had left on the seat, Jesse lifted the gun out of the bag and sniffed the end of the barrel. Although Jesse's nostrils were black with smoke from the fire, he thought he could smell the telltale odor of burnt gunpowder. He might not be able to swear to it in court, but he felt pretty confident the .22 had been recently fired. He slid the pen out from between the loop of the trigger guard, and the gun fell into the evidence bag. After sealing it, he put the car in drive and headed back to the station.